Hello, everybody. This is Jose Vega, the host of the Jokes 316 Jodcast. The podcast you're about to listen to was recorded outside in Washington Park in Albany, New York. So, therefore, you will hear at certain points very heavy wind interference with the audio. The rest of the podcast, in my opinion, is pretty great. My guest this week is Dan Paletti, a musician from Albany. I meant to have him on to talk about music, but we ended up just shooting the breeze, which I think came out really well. It's pretty funny. We talk about a lot of, like, silly stuff. I hope to have him back to actually do talk about music. Here's this week's podcast, Jokes 316 Jodcast, featuring Dan Paletti. Enjoy. Hey, this is the Jodcast. I'm talking technocracy with Dan Paletti.
What's up?
What do you believe in the technocracy, the Unabomber's worst fear?
What was the Unabomber's worst fear?
That was it.
Technocracy. What is that? Like a tech?
Technology. Technology ruled government.
Yeah. It looks like we're having a government ruled
Government regulated
technology. I would hang out with the Unabomber. I'm better at that kind of question. Yeah. I would chill with the Unabomber. Fucked up dude.
Dave Brzezinski, that's his name, right?
I don't know.
Do you know what Unabomber stands for?
The
University.
Right.
And Airport Bomber.
It's UNA?
Yeah.
Unabomber, not Unibomber?
No. You'd think, I guess if he didn't send that bomb to an airport, it would be like the Unibomber. Mm-hmm. But Una.
Do you think they put the Unibomber and the Shoe Bomber and the Olympics Bomber, like, all in the same, like, prison somewhere? Like, are they in one of those?
I actually had a really funny idea that's, like, kind of, like, along these lines. There's one prison in California that briefly during, like, the early 70s and late 60s, like, Charles Manson and the Night Stalker and, like, a bunch of, like, really famous serial killers were, like, all in the same prison for, like, a very brief period of time.
You gotta write a spec script for that.
Yeah,
for,
like,
sure.
Like a sitcom based around...
Absolutely. Netflix would eat that up. You kidding? Oh my god. No, there is, like, there's one prison that's in, like, Nevada or Utah somewhere that's, like, where they send all the Homeland Security cases, you know?
Yeah.
It's got, like, 22-foot thick walls. Everybody has their own cell.
Damn.
In.
Don't you love it when those walls are thick?
Yeah.
I love my curvy walls.
Real walls. None of this fake-ass foot-wide bullshit. I'm Frank Gehry.
I love it when walls are in. When they make walls that are, like, inches thick, and they're like, this is 5-inch reinforced metal. Nothing can go through this. Would you think, given the time and resources, you could successfully pull off a heist of that vault?
No. No, I'm an idiot. I mean, like, I would get all the way to the, like, the planning phase and have everything lined up, but I'm bad at, like, execution.
Think of all the gold, though.
Yeah, I know. I guarantee you I would, like, fart or something and it would just tip everything. You know what I mean? Like, some weird, like, unforeseeable thing.
I would love that in the new Ocean's 8 movie. Yeah. If there's, like, a really tense moment and then, like, somebody just does something really funny.
Yeah.
Like
farting.
Yeah.
On accident.
They fart.
Yeah.
And then immediately everybody gets shot to death.
Yeah.
They're like, thank God all of our bank money is safe.
Like, there's a lot of similarities between our time now and sort of like the 1980s, you know, like franchise movies are huge. There's like a Reagan-esque president.
Oregano?
Oregano is in the Oval Office. But the only thing that's missing is there's just not nearly enough fart jokes in the movies. I don't think, anyway. Maybe the kids' movies. I don't see a lot of those. I saw Trolls. Did you see Trolls?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Wait, based on the toy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't any fart jokes in that. I didn't like them just, like, singing, like, songs that shouldn't exist in that universe.
Why not?
It doesn't make any sense. Like, did you see that from the Peter Pan movie, the live-action Peter Pan that came out, where there's a scene where they're all singing Smells Like Teen Spirit?
No. No, I didn't see that. Really, I thought you were talking about the old live-action Peter Pan.
No, it came out.
Based on the stage musical?
No. You know they're doing, like, the live-action Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. They did a Peter Pan one.
I forgot.
And there's this scene where they, like, get to Neverland, and it's, like, a big gathering of all, like, the orphan kids, and, like, Blackbeard comes out, and he's singing Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
That song really has legs, you know?
It's so ridiculous, though.
Who has the publishing on that song, do you think? Is it Francis?
Courtney Love.
Courtney has it?
Probably. No. I think she sold it recently.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yeah, because she's probably strapped for cash.
Her part?
She should just do a whole reunion tour.
Why would... No. Yeah, they should. She should do a whole tour.
And then at the end, they all fall into a big hole.
That'd be chill. I think we should put grunge in a shoebox and put it under the bed.
Do you think if Kurt Cobain had popularized gunge and not grunge, gunge being slime-based pornography?
Slime-based?
Yeah.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
Or are you just riffing?
No, gunge is a real thing.
What
it goes by a different
G-U-N-G-E?
Name.
G-U-N-G-E?
Yeah, it's just grunge without
what
the
kind
R.
of slime are we talking? Like gack? Or like...
It's just...
Oobleck? Or are we talking more like
yeah,
a translucent?
Yeah, I think it is like a lot of oobleck, but with different colors. The colors are like where the mid, like the
like that slime
stuff.
Shit? Like that like Pinterest ass, like, make slime for your kids, like that kind
yeah,
of
it's
shit.
Like, it's not like ASMR, it's like this like really thick body paint. That they like
thick body paint.
They pour all over each other. But gunge is the Japanese word. Uh-huh. It's called something even grosser in England.
I'm sure, yeah.
And there's three different names that it goes by. But gunge is the one that I like remember.
Thank you. I did not know about this.
Splooge? Or sploosh.
Sploosh?
Something like that.
Splooge is taken.
Yeah.
That's already, they can't. That's been.
Sploosh, I don't know.
Sploosh.
No, sploosh is.
Splurge?
Sploosh is the peaches from holes. Speaking of.
Yeah. Good point. Speaking of things that have legs. Movie Holes really defying my expectations.
Yeah, they just painted a bunch of bearded dragons and they looked very terrifying.
Yeah, it did really raise the stakes. The movie had a lot going for it, though, you know.
Yeah, Louis Sachar.
Yeah, and like Henry Winkler is in it, you know.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah,
I remember the part where he mixes the peaches with the other stuff, and he's like, "My feet don't smell anymore," and they all danced.
Dule Hill from West Wing is in it. It's a fucking great movie.
It is a great movie.
But it's like so
fucking
bad too.
Like
of all the like weird ass movies from, it's that one and then like the two live Scooby-Doo movies for some reason seem to be having this weird
with Freddie
like,
Prinze Jr.
They're not being like memeified like Shrek is.
Yeah.
They're just being kind of like referenced constantly as if like, I don't know, I remember seeing those and being like, okay.
The first time I saw the first live-action Scooby-Doo, I was getting a living room haircut from this guy I'd never met before.
Did it take the whole movie?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Apparently, it looked good.
I
was probably, like, 7 years old.
Yeah.
I was brought there by my babysitter.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo. I guess, because this is like, Deep Hood Albany.
Yeah.
That I was, like, being watched by this old lady.
Yeah.
And she brought me to this, like, dude's apartment. And he was like, I don't know how to, like, entertain kid guests. And he had, like, a stack of bootlegs. And he was like, kids like Scooby-Doo, right?
I thought you were leading to, like, he didn't know what you were gonna do, so he decided to give you a haircut. Not that you needed something to do during the haircut, but... The anticipation really kept the story interesting.
No, I think he was just like, the logic was probably if I put on a kid's movie, he'll like stay still so I can get this over with.
Yeah, kids are a pain in the ass, especially haircut wise.
Honestly, well air conditioned apartment in the summer watching Scooby-Doo. I had a couple hugs afterward. You remember hug barrels?
Hug barrels? No. Oh, those drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
No, the dude that cut my hair didn't give me a bunch of hugs afterwards.
No.
I didn't
even know if it was the haircut dude or who, but.
No, he gave me, those little barrels
little
of juice.
Those things are like fucking hummingbird nectar. Like, that's like one of those food items they only wheel out, like, after Memorial Day, you
Yeah, and it's the kind of like kids' food where you have to buy one for like 35 cents or a fucking whole crate of them.
Right, right. Like you've got an extra fridge somewhere, like in the back porch or something. That's just full.
This
of Hugs
is my fridge, and this is my Hugs mini fridge.
Bush Light cans. Yeah, those are like those little ice cream fuckers. You know what I'm talking about? Like with the pull paper tab like lid on the top.
The push pops?
No. They're just like little cups.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they come in like, you know, vanilla, chocolate, or the strawberry, swirl. Or the swirl, and that's it. And they've been like making these same fucking crack-ass cups of ice cream for like decades.
Price Chopper has their own brand of them now that are quite disgusting.
Yeah.
They're like...
Well, they're gross anyway.
They're very poor quality.
Like, the real ones are gross, but like... They're perfect though, you know, like a chicken nugget. Like, it's disgusting, but it's like perfect.
Just like a chicken nugget.
Or like a Hug barrel.
Yeah. Damn. A fucking Flavor Ice.
Flavor Ice, yeah.
I still eat those shits.
Yeah,
that's
great. You get one or two like bags at the beginning of the summer and you just ride it out. It's amazing. It's a bargain.
And it's always all right, I eat all the blue ones first,
yeah.
And the purple ones, and
I'm
then
a big
it's like
fan of that green actually.
The green ones are good because that's my point. Is like you eat all like the ones you know are like really good, mm-hmm. and then like once the bag gets a little flatter, you're like digging through like.
Yeah.
Is this the yellow that I like or the yellow that I don't like?
Yeah.
There's like the lemon one, which is like really good, and then there's like fucking banana.
That betrayal orange color. It's like not deep enough to be orange.
Yeah. If it's like it looks like, if it's paler,
yeah,
then it should be. I think that's a sign. It's a no good.
Brighter than Fanta, not banana.
Do they make banana Fanta?
Maybe. Don't they make a yellow one?
It's pineapple.
It's pineapple.
Pineapple soda is really good.
Pineapple soda is great. I get that.
Fanta
Doritos
is overly
pineapple.
Sweet though.
Yeah,
I think
Fanta's
in my opinion.
Kinda,
it's too fruity.
Before we get too far away from Flavor Ice though, I do want to. My girlfriend has a big leg tattoo that is like a bundle of Flavor Ice
and the mesh
sticks,
red.
Like in the wrapper. Yeah. Not all packaged together. It's just like sort of like a bouquet of them.
Oh, that's really
and
nice.
And it says Flavor Life around the frame of it. And it's like my favorite.
That's really good.
It's my favorite thing ever. It's like, it's incredible.
It's a really good tattoo.
She's very funny. She's
that
the
reminds
kind of person
me of,
who saves all her funny for nobody. You know what I mean? Just for her.
Reminds me of, there's a segment we're going to do later called the questions bag.
Mm.
It reminded me of a question that I was talking to another guest about, which is, what's the worst tattoo you've ever seen?
Definitely not that one.
Yeah.
No, that's like the best tattoo I've ever seen.
Do you know the worst tattoo you've
seen? The worst tattoo I've seen, like, in real life?
Yeah.
Because, like...
Not online. Yeah, it's, like, it's very easy to find bad tattoos online.
I don't know, to be honest with you. Nothing that, like, sticks out. No. Unless it's, like... I don't know. I don't really care. It's like you got something on your body. I can't make fun of you about that.
Not like objectively bad, but there's just like certain genres of tattoos that are like really bad ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Such as getting anybody's name tattooed.
Yeah.
Unless it's
inherent
like,
risk. You should take out insurance on that.
Yeah.
Tattoo, you know.
Or like celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah, also a bad bet.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never
know. Now more than ever.
Yeah.
Shit just flips around.
And, trying to have a tattoo artist tattoo a photograph of something on you.
Also risky.
Especially a person.
Yeah. I guess anybody who has, like, those spider web elbow pieces, like, you can all go fuck yourselves.
What about the hip bone heart? Tattoos or the stars that are very popular.
Here's the thing. I've seen multiple people who have like that kind of tattoo who kind of cross a personality spectrum.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas everybody who has the spiderweb elbow tattoo is like a douche.
Yeah.
Probably skinhead.
Is there any like piercings that are like that? Where if you see somebody, there's like this is I don't
gauges.
Yeah.
Everybody gauges. Who has gauges fucking sucks and vapes.
For me, it's
not really, but
the what are these called? Spider bites or vipe?
Oh yeah, yeah, the two lower lip.
Yeah.
One's like vampire
something
bites.
Like that.
I don't know. This is another thing. This is like a whole area I don't like talking shit about because I don't really know anything about it. Might as well ask me to talk shit about
really,
like, computer science.
Like really like over the top body modifications, like where people get like horns and shit.
Yeah. That guy who's making himself look like Hellboy? Is that
I can't. There's like there was a viral video a couple years ago of like this woman like flipping her like butt implant like inside of her.
Oh.
Like flipping it.
Like she kind of found it and like turned it around.
Yeah, or like it was like out of place and her butt looked weird and then she was like pushed it and you can see like the thing like flatten out.
If you like flip the implant all the way around, like do you look like SpongeBob? Like do you get like a square?
Yeah, that's the thing. It looked like a circle but with like edges. It was like a short cylinder.
It seems like a risky place to put anything, really.
Yeah, you use your butt quite
like
a lot.
Like, your boobs are, you know, you're not, like, sitting on them all the time. I mean, I imagine it must be a different, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just a speculation. So, the Unabomber.
He lived in a shack that he built himself.
That's cool.
It was just a big cardboard box.
You know, crimes aren't cool, but you gotta give it up for people who build their own homes.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody's all tiny house hunters now. Yeah, well, guess who did it first? Fucking Unabomber. Mountain Men.
Do you remember Oklahoma City bombing?
Yeah.
Apparently, when Dave Krasinski got word, he was, like, super jealous that the guy was able to make such a big bomb.
So they probably didn't put them in the same...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Ted Kaczynski? Is that the guy's name?
Ted Kaczynski.
Fucking... A lot of weird shit going on in the early 90s. A lot of weird crime.
Unabomber was, like... a decade at least that he was like active and nobody like knew. Do you know how they found him too?
No.
He sent a letter to like the New York Times and in it he said you can't eat your cake and have it too, instead of like you can't
have your cake and eat it too.
And his brother was like, that's weird, that's like my mom would always mix that like turn a phrase up. And then he was like, I guess it's worth, like, just, like... In, like.
Let's go down to his shack and see.
Let's go down to my brother's wooden box.
Wellness check, right?
Yeah.
Would you snitch on your brother if he was the...
If he was... probably.
I
wouldn't snitch. I would just, like, go personally and be like, come on. You can't be unibombing.
Quit unibombing. Man, we talked about this.
He was, a super genius, too.
Yeah.
A math whiz.
He built his own house. I mean, you gotta know math to do that, you know?
To be fair, it was less of a house and more of,
bomb factory?
Just, like, he made it just well enough that it could stand up to, like, a rainstorm.
Mm-hmm. Like a lean-to kind of thing.
But literally, it was, like, four walls with a hole in it that he could go in and out. And then, like, a shitty mattress and a poop bucket.
What else do you need?
Oh, and his journals that he wrote in math code.
Sorry, I just watched, like, Seven recently for the first time. You seen that movie?
No. What's that about?
It's about a series of homicides, like, really grotesque homicides that are themed around the seven deadly sins. And it's, like... It's David Fincher's, like, second movie after Alien 3, but before Fight Club. So he's in this, like, you know...
Alien 3 was bad, wasn't it?
I've heard different things. I've heard it's, like, one of those movies that's bad, but it's also, like... Like, Roger Ebert called it one of the best-looking bad movies he'd ever seen, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, one of those. Curios,
Yeah.
But Seven is bad, too. It's, like, poorly paced...
Now,
like,
that's
acting
Seven
kinda...
spelled S-E, the number 7-E-N, right?
It's not, actually. I looked it up.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, I think it was stylized like that for the ad campaign, but it's not officially called. Like, Wikipedia is where I looked this up.
Yeah.
They were like...
They always have that. It's like, Buttman stylized as Butt-man.
Who's Buttman?
It's a rapper.
Is there a Gunge star?
Yeah. Do you want to play some podcast games?
Yeah.
I have a bunch of those.
Yeah, yeah.
I was, actually, I don't even need to look it up because I know what we're going to play. All right. We're going to play a game that I like to call Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with the playground game of Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a similar game, but in this game you have to pick which one you would eat, which one you would pray to and worship, and which one you would love and keep as a pet.
As a pet?
Yep.
So that kind of, not a romantic thing?
No, okay.
I'm not just clarifying.
Just a pet.
I don't want to talk my way into any weird corners here. I'm very ready.
Eat, pray, love. A nice vegetable medley. Apollo, the sun god. And a little puppy. Was Apollo the sun god? I don't even know.
I think he was related to heliocentric iconography in some way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to play it straight on that one. I'm going to eat the nice... Honestly, when you said vegetable medley, I was like, well, that's obviously my eat right there. So, I would worship the sun or some deistic representation thereof. That's fine. I'm into that. Might as well. And I do like dogs, so I'll keep the little puppy. Love it.
Right. All right, round two, ready?
Round two.
We have an ice cream cone of your flavor choice. Mm-hmm. Godzilla. And Fraser Crane.
Ooh. I would absolutely worship Dr. Fraser Crane for sure. If anybody deserves it. I would love a pet Godzilla. That seems chill. A little unruly, but, you know, I'm sure we'd grow into each other.
You could put him in obedience school at PetSmart.
Yeah, PetSmart training Godzilla. If they're up to it, huh? I would eat the nice ice cream dish.
Nice.
I told her we should have had lunch before this, because every time you bring up food, I'm just going to be like, what? Easy answer for me.
All right. Well, here's one without any food.
Yeah.
Laser Floyd at,
in the planetarium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi. And every piece of sand in the entire world.
Worship the sand, that's for sure.
Sand god.
Yeah. Spice must flow, you know. Very powerful geological entity. If I had to pick an earthly thing, you know, fuck the ocean, because there's sand at the bottom of the ocean, you know?
Yeah. Or so we're told by...
I've seen it. Been down in the Marianas Trench. I don't know how I would eat Laser Floyd. So I'm gonna have to say I would eat Steve Buscemi. I feel like he could get talked into that.
I feel like he'd be stringy.
Definitely not appetizing.
Very
looking
gamey.
Guy, but yeah. But he would, you know, he'd be down. Be like one of those like Norwegian.
I'd eat black his eyes movies. Last.
You'd eat his eyes last.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would eat his eyes. I would like
trophy.
Yeah. I'd keep them in a jar.
A Buscemi jar.
Yeah.
Nice.
These are Steve Buscemi's eyes. And then
no, you have to keep Laser Floyd as a pet.
That's
you have to feed it and take it for walks.
That's good. I'm into that. Challenge accepted.
All right. Now I have another game that's similar to this,
okay.
and its nature of threes. All but right. This one is it's called Reptilian, Human, or Hybrid. So I'm just gonna. This is a shotgun type game, so you gotta fucking bang them out.
Sure.
All right. Reptilian human hybrid. I'm going to name celebrities. You got to tell me if you think they're reptilians mm-hmm. in disguise. Mm-hmm. If they're genuine humans mm-hmm. or if they are a hybrid of the two.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Lightning round. Amanda Bynes.
Genuine human.
Barack Obama.
Reptilian.
Jason Statham.
Hybrid.
Bjork.
Reptilian.
Insane Clown Posse.
Genuine humans.
Jack Nicholson.
Hybrid.
Denzel Washington.
Hybrid.
Jesus.
Reptilian.
Chris Rock.
Hybrid.
Chuck Norris.
Full on reptile.
All of Radiohead.
Genuine humans.
Roddy Piper.
Genuine human.
Selena Gomez.
Genuine human.
Flo from Progressive.
Robot.
Flo Rida.
Also robot.
Michael Jackson.
Genuine human.
Enya.
Human.
Cher.
Human.
John Lennon.
A reptile.
Steve Buscemi.
Dinner.
John Legend.
Human.
Dave Buscemi.
I'm not familiar.
Steve Pass. Buscemi's lesser known brother.
Pass.
Anthony Fantano.
Reptile. God.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Human. Bleeds hot blood.
Madonna.
Human.
Optimus Prime.
Robot.
Lou Bega.
Reptile.
Mambo number 5.
That's right.
All right. Wow. I'll have to review your answers because I wasn't really paying attention to them.
Are you going to submit them to the some kind of dark entity?
To the ufologist down at shit. I'm blanking on all these organizations.
Did you fall asleep watching conspiracy?
I fell asleep watching Monday Night Raw.
Nice.
All right, let's do one more game.
Yeah.
And then we can go to the question bags, which I like. So I have some good questions
here. Sure.
What was I gonna do? Oh yeah, shittily explained. You might have seen this. People play this game on forums.
Yeah.
Online.
You describe a movie.
Yeah.
In the worst possible way.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna describe a scene from a movie.
Okay.
The famous scene.
Sure.
Obviously.
Sure.
But you have to do it as poorly as you can. And I'm gonna see how long it takes me to guess.
Okay. Okay.
And then we can reverse roles.
Okay.
In a round two type scenario.
Sure, sure. I have to think of a scene. Is the point to mislead you, or is it just to?
I think the point is just to do a very bad job.
Sure.
I don't know if you have to necessarily mislead me. It would be funny if I couldn't get it. I think.
Okay. I think I have a scene in mind. Okay. Jesus. Okay. Two bratty white folks can't use the same door.
Monsters, Inc.
No.
Monsters University.
Also, no.
Is that it? Is that the whole scene?
Those are the only two movies. Oh, you want another clue?
Wait, what?
It's very cold during this scene.
Is it Fargo?
No.
Is it Monsters, Inc.?
No.
Because that's a scene in Monsters, Inc.
Well, it's not the one I'm thinking of.
Where they can't use the door in the cold?
Well, it's also a...
Fargo's the only other movie I know with cold weather.
It's also a romantically charged scene.
Titanic.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was cold in Titanic?
It was freezing cold. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know.
All the people are frozen. That's what the scene is.
Did you see the other Titanic movie that came out a couple years after that?
In the early
2000s? Something like that.
Yeah, there was
they
a
go
TV
underwater.
Movie? Oh, the James Cameron where he goes...
yeah. like the submarines. No, I didn't. Is it good?
I don't know. I watched it when I was getting too small to understand. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I
don't know. I exclusively watch movies while getting haircuts.
It's a good way to
The last movie I saw, Monsters University.
While getting a haircut. Okay, you do one for me now.
So there's this group of schmucks. They're all sitting out eating their, like, weird fucking food. And it looks gross, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all, like, happy because this guy's finally back. He was gone for a while.
Is this Goodfellas?
No.
Okay, keep going.
And so he's back, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, everything seems fine. Everything's all lighthearted. All of a sudden, this guy's fucking... He's so hungry, right?
Yeah.
But he starts, like, coughing, right?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, this, like, red shit comes out of his mouth. And he's like, oh, man, what's happening?
Oh.
And he's like, oh, starts fucking... Alien. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starts fucking Shakiring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a little cute, tiny little baby comes out of his face. Honestly, when I saw that the first time, I, like, squealed and I was like, why is this terrifying thing so adorable?
Yeah, yeah. No, it is kind of cute. Yeah, have you seen Spaceballs?
Not in a long time.
There's a scene towards the end of that where they like parody that. They're in like a space diner, and the alien, they must have gotten like the same, you know, puppet or whatever, and they have it sing like the WB network like frog song. You know, it's like, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey." So like when I finally did see Alien, I kind of expected that to happen and was just disappointed when it didn't.
That would be really funny. Away, just know? A complete break in the tone for this, like, the antagonist of the film
or
to break out
just,
into
like,
show tunes.
Or something, yeah.
That I was actually going to mention, I think it's really funny, the concept of, like, going with, like, this, like, very consistent kind of, the way the joke I came up with is if, like, you know Malcolm in the Middle, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So imagine if, like, Malcolm in the Middle for, like, the first 3 seasons was, like, perfectly normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, just, like, out of nowhere, in, like, the 4th season, Malcolm gets, like, hit by a car and dies,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the show
mm-hmm.
is just them, like, trying to deal with it.
Right.
So it goes from, like, a very lighthearted comedy to, like, very grim.
Yeah. I like when stuff kind of gets the rug pulled out from under it. Like,
yeah.
That's
how I felt when watching the trailer for Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Oh, I never saw that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The movie?
It was pretty good.
Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Harrison Ford shoots an alien with a revolver.
I gotta watch that.
On
I
a horse.
All about that movie. The aliens on a horse? Or
yeah,
because
it's like you're watching this, right? And you're like, oh, look at all these cowboys. And bam! It's aliens.
Yeah. Great dramatic left turn.
Surprisingly... Cowboys did not like the aliens. You think they would?
Yeah, kind of kindred spirits, operating outside of the law, frontiers people.
Yeah,
I get it. Maybe they were too similar.
That's why we're at war, is because we're too much alike.
Yeah, it's true.
You're called Earth, we're called Orth,
mm-hmm.
and there can only be one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you go to the dance and your rival is wearing the same dress as you, so you have to shoot them in the face.
Mm-hmm. Been there.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. So just a rite of passage for adulthood. You know?
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into this question bags.
Sure.
I have 22 questions here.
I don't
know
if I can fit, but...
But I think you can pick... Let's do 4, I think, is a good number.
Sure.
You just pick any number between 1 and 22.
Let's go with, start with 22.
22. What's the worst Christmas gift you've ever received?
Oh, ever? That's easy. My brother got me, what are those fucking, like, I used to really love Legos.
Yeah.
And
he got you
Mega Blocks. Mega Blocks. Holy shit, man. Like, the most cheaply made, like, how are they not sued into oblivion? They're just like,
they use,
like,
a different latching mechanism. It's tweaked. It's like how Nintendo invented the D-pad, but every other video game in the world has a D-pad.
Yeah,
but it's just like, it's very, it's like, oh, I didn't do it this way, so
right.
Technically it's like not
right. There's no D on it.
Yeah. This is my F-pad.
My
that's what I call my apartment.
X.
triangle. Your F pad. Hey MTV, welcome to my F pad. Yeah, easy. Mega blocks.
Mega blocks. Yeah, that's probably the worst thing you could get as a Legos fan. Did you ever have a friend that was like a Mega Blocks fan?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
They play like Digimon too.
They loved Mega Blocks and Digimon and Duel Monsters.
They watched the HMS Britannica TV movie instead of Titanic.
All right, what's your next number?
18.
Has a TV commercial ever made you cry?
Hold on a second. Definitely, but I need to remember what it is.
Arms in the, of the Angel with a bunch of deformed dogs.
No.
That's like cheap sadness.
Yeah, that's I'm impervious to that kind of nonsense. There is one. I can tell you a YouTube video that made me cry.
That's good enough.
That's okay. Yeah, I know. I will state for the record though that a commercial has made me cry, and I'll think of it later and I'll tell you. And you can do with that information.
I'll ADR it in. But
the YouTube video. The YouTube video that made me cry is that. There's a guy doing like a food review who's eating Five Guys for the first time, and somebody did like an auto-tune song out of it called like Damn Damn Damn.
Oh yeah, I remember
and
this.
Just like the I watched it like a couple dozen times in a row, and I love Five Guys, so just I don't know, this very tender moment. This guy just loves he loves this burger he's eating, you know, and you get to watch this moment. This like it's like renewal.
So was it okay? Because when you said an auto-tuned food review, I was like, oh, this guy's crying from laughter. But yeah. You had like a real emotional connection.
Yeah. That's beautiful. It's like you get to. It's this little moment that encapsulates sort of this just small human truth, which is, you know,
burgers are tasty.
Eating a really goddamn good burger for the first time, you know.
Wow,
that's beautiful to me. So... And the song is you know,
the song's great. Fucking straight flames.
It slaps, as they say.
Do you ever? You're a musician, right?
Yeah.
You ever think about doing auto-tune remixes of food reviews?
No, it seems like a lot for you know for a little.
Yeah, it's like the Take On Me music video.
Right. Yeah, very elaborate.
Yeah, it took like 6 months of like a room full of people working on that.
Yeah, that was a high. That was like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
There's I used to work at Goodwill, and this old man and I used to like talk about movies and stuff because
did you work at the Central Ave one?
Yeah.
Is it the guy who like stocks the CDs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy.
He's great. Yeah. But we like he would come with like a pile of DVDs and he'd like go through these and tell me if there's anything good. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? It's like a masterpiece of whatever, animation and reality.
Yeah.
And he goes, ugh, that movie's disgusting.
What? Disgusting?
I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, watch it again. It's very grotesque. I don't know what he meant by that.
It's Robert Zemeckis.
I think
America's
he's...
sweetheart.
Maybe he doesn't like how voluptuous Jessica Rabbit is.
She's a cartoon.
Exactly.
This guy, has he heard about hentai? Or gunge, for that matter?
Not to mention hentai gunge.
Right. Let's not even
Which is even
there.
Crazier.
Yeah.
There's dragons sure. in that shit.
Right.
Slime dragons.
Nothing surprises me. My next number is 7.
7?
7.
7.
7. Since we were talking about that number.
This is the tattoo question I asked before. Let's move to the number 6, because I actually like this one.
Let's go.
What's your favorite kind of bear? Koalas aren't bears, by the way.
No. They're marsupial. Casuals.
I like a polar bear just because of their blue tongues.
I like a polar bear. I don't know. They're all so impressive. I'm having a hard time.
Do you want me to list some bears?
No. There's black, brown, grizzly, polar.
Sun, honey. Poop bear.
Yeah.
I don't know what my criteria are for, like, why.
All right, how about this? Who's your favorite fictional or celebrity bear?
Well, that's Pooh Bear, definitely. But I have an answer for the real one. Actually, the family of, like, those red bears in the Charmin ads.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're so vile. But it's like, like, they're just, like, openly. It's like they had to turn, they had to create, like, a cartoon family to talk about, like, wiping your ass. And they just, they've got, like, they're just, their pants are off. And they're, like, in their living room, like, complaining about their toilet paper being the wrong. Yeah.
There's always, I like the ones where it's, like, it's, like, the mother bear's, like, it's like wiping her ass, and then like the little bear comes and like steals some toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, "Hey, get out of the bathroom. Get your own."
Yeah, she's like, "You silly goof, get out of here."
We're Charmin bears. You have your own role.
And it's even better because bears have one of the cleanest
assholes.
Yeah,
really.
Well, not like their ass hair is generally full of turd, but that's just, you know, that can't be helped. So is mine. But their shit tends to like taper really well, like with, because they're carnivorous, so there's animal hair generally that like tapers it out at the end, and so it's like you're pooping this like conical shape, and so they don't really need,
well, maybe that's the anymore. Point
I don't think so. I think some, do you think some just wanted to make like a strangely uncomfortably horny family of like cartoon bears like touching each other's buttholes. They're really weird. I mean, it's like I don't know what to contextualize that in, but I have a real answer for the bear question, which is black bears.
Is it because of how much they don't give a shit?
Yeah, because they're the kind of bears that'll, like, wander. Like, we could turn around and there could be, like, a black bear.
There was actually a bear that stumbled into Albany a couple years ago.
Right.
And it ate a dog.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine your little chihuahua, like, getting eaten by a bear that poked its head through the dog door.
Yeah, but no polar bear is coming to eat your chihuahua, you know what I mean?
Unless you're in Alaska. You have an Alaskan chihuahua.
They're not.
Which is just another polar bear.
Right. It ate a dog.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was, like, around here somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
Could
have been any of us.
Fucking bear just, like, poked its head through a dog door. The chihuahua, of course, being a chihuahua, like, tried to fight it, and it, like, ate it and walked away.
That's badass.
Yeah.
That's, like, nature. I like when nature impedes on society. That's the only reason. I'm not an advocate of animal
crime.
Right. Yeah. But I do, like... Like, the sinkhole that was here a little while ago, not strictly, like, a natural phenomenon, it's still kind of like one of those, you know, memento mori kind of things, where it's like...
Nature finds a way to...
Nature is not...
chihuahuas.
It's not elsewhere, you know?
It's like, no, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
The world is nature. We have one more question. Do you want to give me it?
You should pick another one.
What's the last thing you regret buying?
This is tricky. I guess regret, though? That's a strong emotion. I mean, you know, I cycle through clothes a lot, but I wouldn't categorize any of that as, like, regret. That's just, like, change in temperament, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like this weird shirt anymore. I guess... I'd have to say, the last bag of tobacco that I bought before I quit smoking.
Wow, that's very,
to be, like,
deep and personal.
Completely real about it,
Hashtag too real.
Too real.
Just and like, that tag team.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like wrestling?
I do. I'm not, like, super well versed in it, but I spent, when I was in college, I wrote, like, a long, like, 18-page paper on pro wrestling, and it followed the narrative of what was WrestleMania that year. I watched, like, 6 months leading into WrestleMania. It was, like, Randy Orton was, like, just starting to get big around that time.
Yeah.
So I was writing about, because they, like, made up a mental illness for Randy Orton called explosive
personality
explosive disorder. Explosive diarrhea disorder?
No, explosive personality disorder. EPD. And they would call it EPD, like, on the show and stuff. Like,
that's ridiculous.
I love pro wrestling.
Yeah.
From, like, every possible angle. The athleticism is incredible.
Yeah.
The storytelling is, like, unfathomably. Like, people call it, like, soap operas for men. But
yeah.
Last time I checked, they don't, like, have to change the soap opera script occasionally because people get hurt.
I was watching, I was listening to this other podcast that they were talking about, like, it's like a nostalgia type thing where they talk about, like, shows they used to watch as a kid, and the one episode about wrestling, they had these two guys on, and the way the one guy put it, I especially liked, he said, wrestling is just a bunch of theater kids that are really into working out.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Which is, like, fucking great.
Is this, who is that, like, super, like, the Italian caricature guy?
Santino Marella.
Santino Marella. Yo, that dude deserves an Emmy. He was hysterical. Is he still on? Is he like...
No, he got fired a while ago.
What did he do? Too greasy?
People didn't... probably just didn't want him anymore.
I love everything about wrestling except for the McMahon family.
That aside, I think Vince McMahon is like a volatile, insane genius.
Definitely like an American institution.
Yeah. Sure.
He's like,
Actually watching, I've gotten the WWE Network, which is the Netflix of fucking WWE.
So
you get like every single Raw, SmackDown pay-per-view, past, present, and future.
Oh, damn, really?
Yeah, you get every pay-per-view for the year for free, and it's $10 a month.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. But I've been going through, like, the old Attitude Era.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I was always, like, very, like, super, super interested in wrestling as a kid. But I was never allowed to watch it because my mom thought it would make me, like, violent, like, as an adult. But when I graduated high school and I got a job, I was like, oh, I have money. Like, fucking streaming services are a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, start getting, like, just like try it out. I got the month subscription and I was like just immediately
enamored.
Yeah. And I used to like sneak watch wrestling, like Friday Night SmackDown. I would like watch it, have my fucking the remote in my hand with my finger on the last channel button.
Yeah.
So if I hear like my parents' door open, I'm like, "Oh, I'm just watching fucking Cartoon Fridays."
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember being like very emotionally invested and like moved when like the Undertaker finally won the World Heavyweight Championship from Edge at WrestleMania and like literally chokeslammed him into hell. I thought that was great, but then I got older and I was like, oh, wrestling's for like whatever this group of people.
Right.
So I kind
there's
of
a
like,
weird like classism kind of attached to wrestling.
People think it's kind of that's like the NASCAR.
Right.
Fan syndrome where it's like, oh, you have to be like trailer shit to like be like into wrestling.
Even NASCAR is more sophisticated than people give it credit for, but wrestling is like
a fucking, and it's like I've been like so
it's like opera. It's like the merger of all the current popular mediums. It's like television.
Yeah, there's actually in 1997 after the famous Survivor Series with Bret Hart, Vince McMahon went on TV and he's like, oh, the World Wrestling Federation, we're incorporating elements from all walks of media.
Yeah.
There's going to be elements of crime, drama, soap opera, cartoons.
Comedy.
Some
of the comedy on Raw is like hilarious.
Yeah.
Like Santino, for instance. Did you see that tweet? Somebody said, name a Latino superhero, and they said Rey Mysterio. And that was, like, the whole, I was like,
Rey Mysterio is great.
Great.
I would go with Eddie Guerrero over him, though.
Fair enough.
Rest in peace.
I would also, probably really love to watch some actual Lucha Libre. I don't know where to find any of that.
They have, I don't know either, actually. You could probably, like, YouTube, like...
You just gotta go down.
Clips and shit, yeah. Go down to Mexico City. Watch Nacho Libre in real life. Watch Nacho Libre.
I did just finally watch that for the first time.
Really? That's a great movie. My entire family is, like, loves that movie. It's like Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody's fat-bellied full. Let's watch Nacho Libre. Well, I think we can wrap this recording up.
Sure.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I make music under the name Apostrophe S. I also make music under my own name, which is Dan Paoletti. I also help run a small cassette tape label called B-Side Cassettes, and I'm also on the board of a equally small record label called Five Kill Records. And I would just like to plug the city of Albany in general and the Greater Capital District.
Yeah.
It's popping.
Good shit. You plan any shows or anything soon?
Not till the 24th of June am I playing a show. However, I'm hosting a show at the Oakwood Community Center in Troy on the 16th of June, which is Gobbin Jr. and Long Neck, who are both from the general New York City area, and Hate Club and Halle Moly. And it should be a rootin' tootin' time.
Where's that at?
It's on 3rd Street in Troy at an old converted church. It's called the Oakwood Community Center.
Cool.
And they have a $150 room rental fee, so please come.
Isn't it ironic how churches are always trying to convert people, but that church got converted itself?
That is ironic, actually.
Something to think about.
Did you watch Wild Wild Country?
No.
On Netflix, you should watch it. We'll just cut it off and talk about it later.
All right, this is the Jokes 316 Jodcast. I've been Jose Vega, your host. Please tune in next time. Bye. That was a great interview, huh? Well, we're going to make this episode even better with about 3 minutes of the comedy stylings of L. Kennedy. Here we go. Enjoy.
I wrote a set for tonight, but then Jarrett prompted the crowd saying, like, have you ever broken up with someone for a really stupid reason? And I have, and I want to tell you guys about it. Okay, so this story begins with me trying salvia. Which, if you guys don't know, salvia is the Florida man's acid that you can try by just buying it out of a head shop once upon a time. Not anymore, but like you used to be able to do exactly that. You could just go to a place and buy this experience for, I don't know, like $20. So like me and my boyfriend at the time were very excited to try this. We put it into the old bong bowl, the old slider. We packed a bowl of weed and then put some of it on top, and then we I take it first. I take a big old rip out of this bong of salvia, and I turn it over to my boyfriend and I watch him turn into a horse. I also watched the surrounding apartment that we were in turn into a ship, like, on the seas. Like, he turned into a horse, and there's, like, this sudden dread upon me that's like, the storm is coming. And we're, like, swaying back and forth. And, like, the reason I broke up with this guy is because I couldn't unsee the horse. And I tried so hard to stop seeing the horse there, but that was it. if I had known that's what would happen if I tried salvia, I probably would have passed, but you know, here we are. You know, this is how the story goes. And I broke up with him in like the worst possible way. I wrote him a note. And I wrote it in terms that I thought he would understand. I wrote, nay, nay, nay. 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 And he like did not know what I was talking about. So he I refused to speak to him because it keeps freaking me out to like talk to the horse. And he like comes to me with this note. He's like, I don't understand what this means. happening with us? And I'm like, can't you see I don't want you anymore? Get on, Lassie! Get on! And that's literally all I wanted to talk about tonight. I'll see you guys later.